Imagine, if you will, a podcast filled with vulgarity, profanity, and inappropriate content. You are about to enter the Tancast Zone.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
Tancast.
Tancast.
Welcome to Tancast. Tang, it's Tang this week. Well, not really Tang. It's TNG.
It's TNG.
The next generation, because you are younger than Andy, Jeff.
This is true. I'm younger than all of you, actually.
I was like he's not younger than you.
I know what you're talking about. I'm a spry 22.
Who is older than Ant? Noah's the oldest one of all of us. He's going to be the dead the soonest.
Not necessarily.
Well,
I may fucking kill you too.
Oh, no. Trust me. You're going to be dead the soonest.
No, I'm going to kill you too.
I have made a call. Oh, by the way, I'm Tim. I'm the T in Tancast.
I'm Jeff, the G in Guest.
Wait. I'm Noah. Shit. I don't have something crazy.
Nailed it.
I had something, and then I forgot it.
You gotta write stuff down, man.
Yeah. Oh, well.
So we're going to do something new to start off the show. We'll see if people like it. My wife thought it was an absolutely horrible idea. Like, we actually got into an argument, which is doubly funny because she doesn't listen to the show. She's like, I think that's stupid. You're like, what are you talking about? You're like, well, the point of the show is this. And, you know, I'm like, how would you know?
Nice.
But we're tentatively calling it Tan Laughs, where we each tell a little joke that you can take with you, and maybe you can tell at work, or maybe at a drunken frat party, or wherever you are, that these jokes would be appropriate.
Or inappropriate.
Exactly.
<Yeah. laughs>
If you're trying to get fired, some of these jokes may be the answer. So, in honor of Andy not being here, I'm telling a joke that he told me. It's actually a three-part joke. Of course it is. Of course it is. It's an Andy joke.
It's probably 20 minutes long.
So, what's gross?
I don't know.
Lots of things.
A dead baby in the corner. What's grosser than that?
I don't know.
100 dead babies in a corner. What's even grosser than that?
That's a good question.
A live baby eating his way to the top. There you go, Andy, everybody. That's his legacy.
Beautiful. That fits perfectly with him, actually. I can see him telling that joke.
So who's next?
Noah.
Okay.
Like, whoever wants to be.
What's Bruce Lee's favorite drink?
I don't know, what?
Whoopah!
Oh,
no,
boy.
What's funny about that joke is it's bad and it's cheesy, but it always makes people laugh.
Yep, even though I've heard it before.
Those are the best kind of jokes, really. Those kind of silly puns and stuff like that. I don't know. I like those.
And when someone's like, we're at a meeting and someone's like, tell a joke. I always tell a joke and people laugh. I'm like, that's a good one. Good old Bruce Lee. Anyhow, Jeff?
So I have, I wasn't sure what to bring, so I brought a couple jokes. One is extremely offensive. The other, very family friendly, so we'll get both ends of the spectrum. I'll start with the really offensive one. And I think I've told you guys this joke before, but anyway. All right. So, it's, two people having sex. This guy is giving this girl doggy style. And they're having a good time, you know. And so the guy pulls out, and he starts kind of poking around at her butt. And it's pretty clear, you know, what his intention is. She realizes that he's going to go for it, and she turns around and looks at him and says, "Well, you're pretty presumptuous, aren't you?" And he says, "Presumptuous? That's a big word for a 7-year-old."
I remember that joke. That's a good one.
Was that the offensive one, or was that the family-friendly one?
No, that's a family-friendly one. Just wait until you get to the offensive
one. They were father and daughter.
Oh! No, he was an uncle.
It's always an uncle.
The inappropriate uncle.
I have a fun pun, though. So, let's see. I have a couple.
He's going joke crazy.
Yeah. We'll start Tan Laughs off with a bang. No, Okay, what? Why did the bicycle take a nap?
Why?
It was too tired.
Oh, what a bum.
Jesus.
And then, how do you make a tissue dance?
Oh, I know this one.
I don't.
Put a little boogie in it.
Yep.
Yeah. I have to credit my wife, Miranda, for those two, actually. she knows lots of good kid jokes.
Ah.
They're fun.
Well, I got to tell you the joke that made me even think of this. Someone told me this joke. I was like, we should tell jokes on Tancast. And so it is, what is brown and rhymes with Snoop?
Poop.
Dr. Dre.
Oh.
I don't get it.
He's brown and he rhymes with Snoop.
Yeah.
It's kind of offensive.
Mm-hmm.
But yet, something you can repeat in the office, as long as you have a friend that's black enough like Noah and I are.
Yes.
And then you go, the black guy thinks it's funny.
But what if he doesn't think it's funny?
Then you're fucked.
Oh, man.
By the black guy?
Could be.
Depending if he's...
Especially if it's Noah, the gayest gay who was ever gay, except for actual gay people.
Especially if it's Tim, there's a song on Tancast, check it out.
That you wrote, projecting your gayness upon me.
No, I,
Just like you would project your semen upon me in my sleep.
I never did such thing. Any...
Yeah. Mm-mm. You waited until I was just waking up. And his eyes are open! Ah!
My semen never touched you.
Well, yours didn't.
That's right.
All right.
So I just want to set the record straight on record that I did, in fact, listen to Tancast 12 before recording this one. So I am aware of everything that you spoke of. Actually, I have a few comments to make, if that's all right with you.
Tancast feedback!
No, not about you guys, just comments on things you're talking about. But,
oh, okay.
Because I thought it was funny because you guys kept going on about all these crappy bed and breakfasts that you've had the misfortune of dealing with. The only bed and breakfast that I've ever been to was a great experience.
Oh.
It was like one of the best vacation days I've ever had.
So, where did you go?
It was this place in Klamath up in like northern California. We took a road trip up through NorCal and up into southern Oregon and then back. But yeah, it was awesome. Like the food was great, the room was great, all the people were really nice and helpful. So I was like, man, that sucks. I feel bad that they had such bad experiences.
What food did they serve you?
There was a bunch of stuff. I mean, like there was dinner the night that we were there, and then breakfast the next day, and they had a whole huge selection of things.
Like that, eggs and pancakes.
Yeah,
stuff
like all that? Kinds of stuff. It was really good.
Fuck Darling House.
But yeah, and I have to credit my wife on that. She's the one who found it, so she rocks. But anyway, and then Noah, you were talking about some gay bathhouse.
Oh yeah, in San Jose.
Okay, so Rand and I have on two separate occasions been to this place in Palo Alto called Watercourse Way Bathhouse Spa. And you said it was called Watercourse Way, and I'm like, I don't remember there being gay sex there. But maybe I missed it.
I don't think it was called that, because the one I'm talking about is in San Jose.
Okay. Yeah, I thought I was like, wait a minute.
I have been to Watercourse Way.
Oh, you have?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's a nice one.
Of course he has.
And I think that's why I said it. I'm like, because I think the other one had water in their name as well.
Okay.
So I'm like, Watercourse Way.
Close enough.
Great. Just slandering people via Tancast. I hope you're proud of yourself.
I'm sorry, Watercourse Way. You are not the gay bathhouse of the 2000s.
Now we've given those people in the Philippines and Norway and Australia and the UK a false impression. Now they're not going to come and visit Watercourse Way.
Do they even understand what we're saying?
I'm pretty sure that people can understand what we're saying if they're downloading it.
Maybe.
Like, would you download a podcast in a language you didn't understand and listen to it? Especially if it was an hour long. It'd be an hour long of blah 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 blah. I love the sound of these guys' voices. I don't know what they're saying.
I'm sure someone has.
Maybe they're using it to help study English.
Oh, that's horrible.
Maybe it's that they're using it in like an English like course. Like the teacher's like, listen to this. So it's full of all kinds of different words that you can study.
Some you should say, some you should never say.
Oh, by the way, I noticed you guys have the favorites icon now for Tancast.
Oh, the thing in the address bar?
Yeah, well, it's funny because the one in the address bar is the one that you did, Tim, of the three of you and then a little logo. So it's mm-hmm. four things. But then the one for just in the actual bookmarks list is just Tim's face.
Oh,
of
course.
Which I think is great. It's like, oh, Tancast featuring clearly Tim.
I should say Andy did that, so it is not my fault.
I remember Stephanie wanting that. Maybe she said something to him.
Stephanie wanting what?
The favorites icon or whatever.
I like those.
Oh, really? Because in my bookmarks thing, it's all three of us.
Oh, huh. Maybe are you using Firefox?
I am.
Weird.
The latest and greatest Firefox.
Get down!
Get down!
So, I don't know why, but I thought of this... you were at Tim's wedding, but I don't think we ever told you this, Jeff.
Okay.
And I just thought of it, like, kind of randomly the other day. So, me and Tim were standing around, and I see this older lady walking around. I saw her a couple times, and I lean over to Tim. I'm like, I don't know who that old lady is, but she scares me. And Tim's like, that's my grandma.
Nice.
I was like, lovely lady.
Now that you put that on the internet, she will get you.
No, she won't.
She knows.
She's a lovely lady.
She is a lovely lady, but she is the Don Corleone of our family. You don't cross her. They'll be held to pay.
Horse heads in the
I can't believe you would insult me on my grandson's wedding.
Is that how your grandma talks?
No, but I was... I figured her, sweet grandma voice wouldn't be very intimidating.
Maybe it'd be even more intimidating.
Yeah, that would be totally creepy. She was threatening you with this sweet little voice.
Nah, never mind. It's going to be way off topic.
What topic?
Wait, what am I talking about? It's Tancast. Have you seen those commercials for Geico where they have like a regular person and then a quote-unquote celebrity to help their... to help them tell their story? Mm-hmm. The one with Mrs. Butterworth?
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
That one cracks me right the fuck up.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my, there's a logo over my face.
They do have creative commercials. I like the Little Richard one.
Woo! Oh, <yeah.
laughs> Biscuits and gravy!
I don't like the Joan Rivers one, though. That one's kind of, eh.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that one's not that funny.
Speaking of your wedding, Tim, can I tell the story of my predicament?
Predicament?
Well, you know, whatever. I don't know what to call it.
You mean how you rose to power in such a short time?
Right. My glorious promotion to the best position at that wedding. So I get to Tim's wonderful wedding, and I look at the program, and this is, I don't know, it's like an hour before it starts, maybe? I don't remember. And I look at the program, I'm reading all the names, and I look at the bottom, and apparently I'm an usher. Wouldn't you know? No one told me ahead of time. I found out via the program that I am an usher.
I wanted to be like the Oscars, and the usher is... Jeff Tuttle!
This is Jeff Tuttle's first nomination in this category, and his first win.
I'd like to thank, yeah. But anyway, so I had no idea what to do. I'm like, okay, I'll stand here and point in these directions, and maybe that'll work. And it was fine, though. It was just funny, because, and you were supposed to ask me, like, a whole bunch of times.
Yeah, I was supposed to. Yeah, it always never, either, like, it was never an appropriate time, or, like, we were busy having a bachelor party, and I completely mm-hmm. forgot.
That's what happens when and the few times where you actually get drunk.
And let me tell you, my wife was not happy about that. I mean, if you bring it up now, she'll still
be
upset.
Yeah, I think it's funny, because, like, I don't think it was, like, a big deal. I don't know, so she's welcome to get over it.
No, she's not so much angry for you as angry at me.
Because he did do the one thing. Women hold on to.
Yeah, because she did it. She did a lot of the work for the wedding, which is to say, all of it.
She's like, I give you one thing to do.
Like, really, the one thing was to say, hey Jeff, do you want to be an usher?
But that's how Tim rolls.
All right. That's enough wallowing in my failure. Of course, then there's the fact that I didn't bring my shoes to the wedding either.
Yeah, that was good, too. He had to run off and get some shoes.
From my arch nemesis, Mervyn's.
Oh.
Arch nemesis?
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Motherfucking Mervyn's. I went to buy... I was opening for Sinbad at the Improv, so I was like, I'm going to buy some shirts so I look, you know, dapper. And so I went to Mervyn's, and I got a couple shirts, and there, it was like their customer appreciation day sale or whatever. I was like, great. Mm-hmm. So I got some sort of discount. They're like, you know what? You'll get an even bigger discount if you apply for the Mervyn's credit card. And I was like, okay, I guess. And so then they apply me for the – it takes a while. And there's a line behind me getting longer as they apply me for the credit card. They approve me for the credit card, and then they ring up my stuff. And I was like, did you forget something, the extra discount that you said you were going to give me? Oh, right. Let me just void this out. Hey, look, it's not voiding out. Let's call somebody over. They can't void it out either. God. Okay, well, we'll just ring it up again, and they'll void out this first transaction at the home office. I don't know where they said. I don't know where this magical voiding out was going to happen, but supposedly I was only going to get charged once. Lo and behold, I get my bill. Not voided out. I try and call somebody. Nobody's willing to help me out. I finally just pay it just so I can be done with it, and I toss the Mervyn's card in a drawer. I'm never going back there again. Cut to a year and a half later, I've changed addresses, and now some billing department is telling me that not only do I owe the original total, but now all this interest, because they've been trying to contact me, because I haven't paid it, and then turns out they've been sending shit to the wrong address.
Wow.
I was like, well, how'd you send the first bill to the right address, and then start sending things to the wrong address?
That is just awful. So did you go apeshit on them?
Yeah, I did. Yes, and I have two blogs about this on MySpace, both entitled Fuck Mervyn's. Well, Fuck Mervyn's and then Fuck Mervyn's Part 2.
Nice.
And, I got all this paperwork saying, you know, like, look, I already paid, I sent this check, and then I realized they had not cashed this check. I'm like, well, you know what, that is your problem. I will pay you the original amount. Not only that, I'm being charged twice for the same items, and then I get, some letter back, which they have now sent to my wrong new address. I was like, it is a wonder your company is in business. You know why people are standing on the door pounding open, open, open? It's because the manager can't find their goddamn keys to open the place. Or they're at the wrong address. Like, why does this say JCPenney's outside? Oh, so, fuck Mervyn's.
All right.
I eventually had to pay... I paid the original amount, and then they made me pay a fraction of the interest anyway. I was just like, and I was going to fight it, but Danelle's like, is it really worth it? You're paying like a fraction of what they wanted you to pay. I'm like, I'm still... I've already paid more than the shit was worth. I have paid for the shirts twice. I have paid for four shirts with two shirts.
Well, the question is, how much use did you get out of those shirts?
Quite a bit. I wear the shirts a lot. Okay. They're good shirts.
All right. Well, see, at least you got something out of it.
But I'm sure I could get better shirts at Kohl's where I shop now. Mm. Let's be fair. I just don't shop anymore. But when I used to have money and shop places... Fuck Mervyn's. I think we've just found the title for this Tancast.
Nice.
Nope, I don't even want to give them extra publicity. No, we're not even going to mention that. We mentioned them. Fuck you, Mervyn's. You can rot in a box.
There's a whole website dedicated to stuff like that called the Consumerist, or blog, as it were. I love that site. Because people always post about poor customer service experience they had. So I bought something from IKEA... And it was wrapped in plastic. That was all. There was no box or anything. It was just wrapped in cellophane. So I get it, and I was like, we tried to hang it up, and it didn't really work as it was supposed to.
Mm-hmm.
So I had thrown the plastic away, and then I tried to take it back. I'm like, oh, we need the plastic, the wrapper. I'm like, it was just in plastic. They're like, oh, well, we need the tag that's on. I'm like, all right. So I never got to return that item. But then I bought something else from IKEA, and I remember to keep the plastic this time. I returned to the plastic. She just grabbed the plastic, didn't even look at it, just threw it in the garbage can. I was like, what the fuck did you need the plastic for?
Awesome.
I did that at home, and you didn't return the shit?
They have to know that there was actual plastic there.
That's why I'm like, maybe they needed to see it. And then...
she just brought in a wad of plastic, come back, and got in a wad of plastic and come back. There you go, some plastic.
Put a white piece of sticker on it.
Yep.
So it looks like there's something out there. And then recently I got I had to get a cord for a hard drive I had, a replacement cord, because I lost it. And when I got the package, it was empty. And then I looked in the back, and it looked like it had ripped open, and they just taped it back up without whatever was in it.
Oh, man.
I'm like, oh, good old UPS. I bet someone totally was like, oh, shit, where'd the thing go? I don't know. Let's just tape it back up and send it anyways.
Yeah, I'm always amazed at stuff like that when, you know, in like, shipping, but also in, like, you know, distribution and manufacturing of stuff. Like, you open, like, a brand new DVD, and it's some totally random, like, music CD that has nothing to do with, you know, what you're purchasing.
Has that happened to you?
We get problems like that where I work, where people call in, and they bought a new game, and there's, like, Wonder Dogs 2 DVD in it or something like that. It's like, what the hell? How did that happen? And it's, like, sealed and everything. I don't know, it's crazy.
Oh, wow, that's more impressive. I was going to say, I'm surprised what happened to Noah doesn't happen more often.
I'm sure it does. And, like, how would you ever track the person down to get them in trouble? Mm-hmm. Like, UPS is such a big company, like, I'm sure it happens all the time, and just people just like, oh, I don't care. It's not going to come back to me.
I think I'm going to need to work for UPS.
They pay pretty well, I think.
Oh, yeah, and I get the brown uniform that the ladies like.
It'll match your skin.
Like, Tim, you don't have to wear a full body uniform. Like, I'm not. I'm just naturally brown.
You don't have to have that boombox playing that stripper music all the time. I got your package, baby.
Can I get a table dance? So, Jeff, what's going on new in the video game world? You got any news for us?
Oh, well... The PAX is next week, Penny Arcade Expo. It's a big video game convention every year. It's starting to overtake E3 in popularity. And I'll actually be there working for my company, showing off some games.
What are you going to be?
Huh?
Oh, never mind. You just said what you're going to be doing there. Keep going. I just thought that's what you're going to be doing.
But yeah, it's in Seattle. So if any of our listeners happen to live in Seattle and want to go to a video game convention, come see me. And next week,
I know there's some listeners in the Washington area, so please come on out.
Huh. You do have to pay to get in, though, so unless you actually are interested in what else is there, don't just come for me.
You know what? Maybe they want to meet Jeff.
Jeff is a handsome fella.
Right.
Sorry, ladies, he's taken.
That's right.
Yes.
You can look, but not touch.
You can't play with this joystick.
But you can admire his cutscenes.
Oh, wow. All right. I don't know what to say to that.
That makes it sound like some sort of circumcision joke, which was not what I was going for.
I can't believe they let non-doctors do that. Ah, that just seems horrible to me. Like, the rabbi, right? Don't the rabbis do the circumcisions?
I believe it's a moil who does the circumcision.
Yeah. Are they medically trained, or what?
I'm sure you can't just go like, hey, wanna cut the foreskin off and... I don't know why the moil sounds like Jerry Lewis.
Well, they're at least trained in circumcision.
Oh, I don't know. If it's gonna happen, I want a doctor down there. But, I don't think I want to get my kids circumcised. This is way off topic.
That's all right.
I want to get extra foreskin sewn onto my kid. So he can have 8 skin.
That would be uncomfortable.
What about 10 skin?
But that would be a foreskin and a half extra. Costs more, but it's worth it.
Look like an elephant trunk. Whoa, oh, hello.
What's happening?
Did
we lose Jeff? I like how neither of us are talking. Wait, who did we lose?
It must be Jeff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's just me and you.
So anyway, Jeff is a huge tool.
Jeff is not a tool.
Yeah, he is a tool.
No.
He's a monkey wrench.
How do we add someone back in? Do you know?
Oh, hang on. I could do it.
Okay.
Do you want to put your current call with one contacts on hold and no. Jackass.
Want to add more people in?
Invite to conference?
There we go. Good job, Tim.
Thank you. You know what people love about the Tancast? Oh, wait. Did I just invite him to... What did I invite him to?
I'm back.
Ah, he's back!
He's back!
I don't know what happened. Woo! Sorry about that.
You missed some great technical know-how while you were gone.
Oh, I bet.
How do we invite him back? Do you know how to do it? Is he there?
Wait, I know I don't want to start a new call with Jeff and put Noah on hold.
Yeah, I don't know what the heck. Anyway.
So, I was going to say, circumcision.
Right.
I was like, we're on foreskins.
But I was saying, I know why people do it.
Yeah, I'm probably going to circumcise.
Oh, I don't. I can't do it. I can't do it to my child if I have a boy. I'm just like, oh, that just seems like bad.
But you're definitely going to circumcise the girl, right?
Yeah.
Like they do in Africa? So they don't get any enjoyment out of sex?
But I would just say, I know why people do it.
It's not like they're going to remember it.
Yeah, but I don't know. It kind of sucks that choice is made for you. But I'm saying I know why people do it. Like, you know, cleanliness and stuff. But, you know, just teach your kid how to clean it right, and you'll be all right.
Uh-huh. Didn't you see that bullshit that said it wasn't necessarily any cleaner to have them circumcised?
I think it is somewhat cleaner because it makes sense that stuff would get caught underneath there because it's skin, you know what I mean? Like, it gets trapped in there. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's not open. So I think it logically makes sense that stuff would get caught in there. You get smegma.
Smegma.
But...
Sounds delicious. Want to put it on a Ritz cracker.
Spread it on.
Mm. How about a Triscuit?
That's gross.
Oh, man. I just got reminded of a Reg story that he told me. He's told me one time he knew a kid that was saving up his earwax, and he wanted to make a candle.
Well, you know, everybody's got to have a goal.
That wouldn't actually work, would it?
I don't think so.
I hope not. That's disgusting.
I don't think you ever made it that far.
What is that lovely odor? That's a eau de earwax.
I've been saving it since I was 5. I'm about 25. I'm almost there.
Oh, God.
Anyways, I'm sorry, Jeff. You were talking about video games. And
yes, tacos. We got off on the
that's all right.
The foreskin tangent.
We're coming up on the big holiday time, so there's lots of awesome games coming out. something interesting I saw on the blogs. Maybe you saw something about this, Noah. So there's another games convention going on in Germany right now. It's like Europe's big one called Leipzig Games Convention. And so, go ahead.
No, I was just saying, I don't think I've heard of it.
Okay. So this year is the 30th anniversary of Space Invaders. And so some organization in Germany wanted to do it like a tribute at the convention to it. So they put together a whole bunch of things. One of the things that they got was this art installation by this French-American artist. And what he did was he made... it's like a big screen that's... motion controlled, so you like wave your arms around to control it, and it's Space Invaders, but it's Space Invaders laid over 8-bit images of the World Trade Center towers, and so the Vaders are coming down and destroying the towers, and
Jesus
you have to like
Christ.
You have to sit there and try and stop them, but the game is set up so that you always lose. There's no way to win, and so it's supposed to be this whole like, you know, thing about the futility of blah blah blah, you know, fighting terrorism and whatever, but uh-huh. A whole bunch of people, you know, freaked out about it, of course, because everyone is still
you think
butthurt, and and it's,
because
it was just
everyone's butthurt.
Well, I mean, it's like, you know, it's not like the guy is like doing this as a promote, you know, a publicity stunt or something. Like he's trying to sell something. It's like a legitimate piece of art that he's putting out there, and it's fine if you don't like it, but people like were sending him death threats and stuff. And so he, after a few days, he was like, all right, forget it. This has gotten out of hand. And so he authorized them to take it down. But I thought it was interesting what he was in his little statement about it. He was saying, he's like, I'm an American too, and I think it's really kind of ridiculous that, you know, we can't just appreciate something as art and just let it be. You know, it's like we can't see the messages that it's trying to put forth, and we just get to a point where, you know, we just reject it simply because it's referring to the World Trade Center. And, I mean, I kind of agree with that, but then I can also understand people freaking out. So
I was like, it'd be one thing if it was just referring to the World Trade Center, but you are actively just watching them be destroyed.
Yeah.
In the game, not the game, but, you know, in the piece of art.
This is true. But you can try and stop them. I mean, it's not like, you know, you're fighting against it being destroyed, so I don't know. But,
I can see both sides of it, but yeah, I can see both sides of it.
I mean, I don't know how it is in other countries, but I know people in America will often put something down before they even see it or really know anything about it, and they just hear something about it. Like, I heard this has something in it that I'm not going to like, let me start a group to boycott it, or, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, and then also, it's like, all right, maybe don't like it, it's fine, but death threats, that's a little extreme.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like the guy did it or had anything to do with it. It's happened, you know what I mean? He's just trying to make a statement about it.
Yeah.
So saying, I'm going to kill you because of this, that's a little extreme to me.
That's way worse.
Go ahead.
Nope.
I found the quote from this guy, and he gives a whole statement, but the part of the quote that I thought was the most telling, he says, the American response to this work has been frankly immature and lacking the sophistication and consideration that other parts of the world have so far shown the work. Which I thought, you know, it's like, that's a pretty bold statement there. So
it's America in a nutshell, immature, and lacking the maturity that other parts of the world show.
And the other thing is Taito, the company that originally made Space Invaders and still has the license for it, had nothing to do with anything in this, any of the exhibits, let alone this one. And so they're actually considering suing the guy. So,
of course.
Yeah.
But he took it down.
Yeah, he is taking it down now, but I mean, we'll see what happens. Because all this stuff, all the images were used without permission. So that's like a licensing thing. So it's not really that, like, Taito didn't say anything about the issue. But anyway.
They could just say, hey, don't do that again. Like, I mean, what's suing him going to do?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, hey, you could take all the money I don't have. I mean, I don't know how much money he does have.
They'd probably see it as a way to just protect their copyright. Like, I'm sure some lawyer is working on it right now.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, lawyers. You do have to protect it.
Well, Tim, what were you going to say?
I don't know. Lost to the sands of time. It probably wasn't worth it. That's probably why I was like, fuck it.
All right. Hey, that reminds me, you know they're making a game about Prince of Persia? Or, not a game, sorry, a movie.
Oh.
A movie based on Prince of Persia, Sands of Time. Do you know who's playing the prince?
I think I heard this, but I don't remember at the moment.
Jake Gyllenhaal. It's playing a Persian prince.
Naturally.
But you know what? Like, they showed, like, some, you know, on-set photos and stuff, and he looks, not, like, all right. I mean, he's sporting the no-shirt, buff, whatever thing. And I don't know. He looks like he fits the part pretty well.
Does he make you hot, Jeff?
Oh, yeah.
Easy.
Ever since Donnie Darko, man, I've been all over him.
You would be.
Anyway.
Have you seen Tropic Thunder yet, Noah?
I did.
And?
It was good. It wasn't as funny as I thought it would be.
Yeah.
But I enjoyed it. There were some funny parts. Robert Downey Jr. was funny. I mean, I think everyone did a pretty good job. There are some cameos in there that, if you don't know about them, I don't want to ruin them for you.
Yeah, there's one that's already been ruined.
Oh, you
I guess
seen it yet?
Maybe some people.
No. Oh, you've seen it, Jeff?
Oh, yeah. It's good.
Oh, okay. So anyway, go. You, Noah, you guess what?
Oh, I guess some people may not know about it. I don't know. Maybe. Maybe. I don't know. I mean, I guess it all depends on how much you pay to, like, attention to what's going on with movies. Like, if maybe the average viewer maybe doesn't know, like, oh, I'm going to go see Tropic Thunder. Oh, I didn't know if that person was in there.
Yeah, because they've been careful not to put him in any of the previews, but almost every one of the reviews have mentioned this particular actor or actress. Like how I keep it vague?
I think you could say it's a guy.
Oh, like, way to ruin it for everybody, Noah.
Now everyone knows.
They've all just clicked off their Tancast in disgust.
One of my coworkers, he went with a friend to see it, and like the friend didn't know about this cameo. And at the end of the movie, the credits start rolling, and he was like, that was that guy? he literally had no clue. And it's like, how do you not realize it? I mean, it's clearly him as you're watching the movie. Like, even if you didn't know, the first moment he comes on the screen, you're like, hey, look, it's, you know, him. So I was like, wow, your friend's a retard.
Wow, giggles.
That is funny. Your friend's a retard. Jesus Christ. Yeah, as soon as you know, the person has a unique voice, so mm-hmm. I think they do. So when I heard the voice, I was like, oh, look, it's... I mean, I actually already knew, but then I was like, oh, hey, there, that person is. I'm trying to think of anything else that stood out for me. There was a couple parts that made me laugh. I mean, Jack Black was pretty funny. He wasn't... I didn't think he was being as Jack Black as he normally
as usual.
Is. Like, yeah, as usual. But overall, I thought he was funny. What did you think, Jeff, overall?
I actually really enjoyed it. I thought it was a great movie. I was laughing hysterically for most of it, so... I especially liked those the fake commercial and movie previews before the movie started that, like, kind of set up the characters that were in it. And those were good. Those were really funny. And then, yeah, just the whole... I don't know. Like, I thought it was all... Because I wasn't expecting that much. I was like, oh, this will be funny. And then it was much funnier than I was expecting. So that was good.
You like the booty juice?
Yeah.
Easy now.
And, yeah, I mean, Downey Jr. did a great job. And, yeah, Jack Black wasn't as annoying as usual. And, Ben Stiller was Ben Stiller. But I was just impressed because, I mean, I guess he at least directed it and I think co-wrote it, right?
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I mean, I'm pretty impressed. You know, he did a good job.
And they also had the one guy from, I don't know if you've seen Pineapple Express yet, but had a guy from Pineapple Express in there. And I thought that was pretty funny.
Which
one? There
was
a guy in the preview who goes, he was the explosions guy. What they call it, I can't remember, pyrotechnics expert.
Mm-hmm.
And the preview, who's the guy who goes, thug life, and cocks the shot.
Have you seen Pineapple Express yet?
No.
I did.
Oh.
So you agree with me that 20 minutes before the end of the movie, reality goes out the window.
I kind of think of reality went out the window the first time that guy got shot.
Okay.
You know, I mean, like, I was like, really? Because I knew he was coming back, because I was like, well, I haven't seen that part yet. But yeah, like... I don't know. I mean, it did wrap it up a little bit, but I didn't think it was, like, completely out of line with what the movie had been doing so far.
Oh. All right.
Like, I mean, yeah, it did kind of like, oh, I was some action stars.
Yeah, like when the scene they show in the clip, the scene they show on the television previews where Seth Rogen jumps down from the second floor on the guy, I was like, what is this all of a sudden? He's like, yeah, get down! Maria, I'll rip your spine out through your throat.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Just a jumping scene. I was saying it looks like Arnold Schwarzenegger, and then I just did a random Arnold Schwarzenegger impression for a while.
Well, where's that from?
Well, Maria is his wife. Maria Shriver. There we go. Everybody's on board.
I thought you were doing a scene from a movie he did.
Hells no, dude. I'm making a whole new Arnold Schwarzenegger movie. It's called I Don't Want to Watch It. today I have an audition where I have to dress up in a cow suit and rap about milk.
Wow.
Oh, Tim, you're taking off.
Do you have the rap yet?
I do, but I don't think I'm allowed to read it.
Aw.
Over our internationally acclaimed podcast.
Oh, Tim. I hope you do take off, because I'm going to hold on to that video and be like, look what he was like back in the day.
I hope you don't think I'm taking off into something classy, because I at no point will I be any classier than I am now. Like... I don't believe I'm ever going to launch into A-list celebrity. I may get C-list if I'm lucky.
You never know. You may do like a Jim Carrey where you do like kind of silly, slapsticky movies, and then you kind of move on to serious roles.
Yeah, I don't think that'll happen.
Okay.
Ah!
No argument here. So, Jeff, have you been playing Force Unleashed?
The demo, yes. The demo came out. It's pretty cool. Force powers are fun. He's a powerful dude. He can kick some ass.
Are you going
to
buy it?
I'd like to. We'll see, you know, if I have the money. But, yeah.
Does the demo impress you? Like, are you like, oh, my God, this is awesome? Or is you like, oh, this is all right?
Maybe between those two. I mean, I think it's going to be a good game, but it's not, like, the most mind-blowing thing ever. Which is funny because at the end of the... This is the cheesiest line I've ever seen in reference to Star Wars products, but... when you finish the demo, that plays a little movie, blah, 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 And then it shows some, you know, text, like, getting you hyped up for it. And the final line at the end of it is, "May the Force blow your mind." Which to me just seems really lame. I was like, wow, that doesn't, like, convince me to get it at all.
That is funny. Like, what are we in, like, a freaking hippie movie? Oh, man, that blows my mind.
I know.
May the Force blow your mind. Yeah, that is, but you know what they did? Did you ever see the new Star Wars movie? The animated one?
Oh, Clone Wars?
Yeah.
No.
It's not getting very good reviews.
No,
so
it's not.
It's like, based on your current track record, they haven't been up to par.
Yeah, the Force has not been blowing my mind for some time.
I think I told you this already, but I was going through the Metacritic reviews for Clone Wars, and Entertainment Weekly gave it a zero, like just a zero stars or whatever. And the quote that they pulled from the review to put on Metacritic was something to the effect of, "George Lucas is now the enemy of fun." Like, that's a good quote.
Poor George Lucas.
It's so true, like, though. It's like, what the hell is wrong? Like, what is he thinking? You know, he's like, he fucked up Indiana Jones, and then he's doing... It's just... It's so annoying. It's like, dude, just stop doing anything. Just let other people handle it.
Yeah, it almost seems like maybe you should let the fans handle it, because they'll, you know, are more in tune with what the fans want.
Mm-hmm.
And could make something good, but who knows? Maybe, you know, someone would get it. I mean, it's hard to say. I mean, people are very fickle as well.
Mm, this is true.
You know, I mean, like you love Transformers, and and you watch Transformers, but then other people didn't. Like, you know, some people are like, hey, don't screw with the source material too much, and some people are like, oh, whatever, I don't care.
Yeah.
And then some people were like, well, we didn't really care about the source material. This movie was just crap.
Who would those people be?
I don't know. I'm just saying I've heard things on the street. I'm down with the people on the street.
Yeah, they like to hit on you. they smell like what, socks and tears?
Yes.
Oh, that was funny. Did you tell that story on here?
No, I don't think I did.
I think you should.
Oh, okay. I was at an open mic in a coffee shop in Hollywood, right near Hollywood and Vine, actually. This homeless dude comes in, and well, first of all, I'm like having a conversation with another comic, and this homeless guy, I can see out of my periffs, he's just staring at me, and then he sort of just walks over, and then says something in a mumbled tone that I can't hear while looking at me and smiling like, and he's just smiling like, and I was like, And so I just go back to having the conversation that I was having. The guy still keeps standing there. Now he's, you know, getting a little closer. Like, he wants to be part of our conversation. And the other guy I'm talking to goes, hey, what's up? And the guy's like, yeah. I was like, damn it. I was like, what? What's this now? He's like, and then he said, I can't remember what it was, but he brings up something that had nothing to do with anything. Like, you know how some people do that? Like, you know, you're having a conversation and you say the word, like, you're like, yeah, I went, the fucker spilled grape soda all over my carpet or whatever, and then it'd be like, yeah, grapes are delicious. You're like, wait, what? That's not what we're talking about. You've taken one word we said and then tried to act like you're helping this conversation, but you've actually derailed this conversation into nothing.
That was an awesome example, Tim.
Yeah, I know, it's a little weak, but that's all I could do.
Whatever, it's so delicious.
I'm trying to think of an actual one where, like you'd be talking about world events, maybe, and then, like, I don't know, the word hairspray will be in there, and then someone will start talking about hairspray. It's like, no, it's not what we're talking. We're talking, die! So then I go inside for the actual show, and I'm sitting up close, and all of a sudden the guy sits in a stool right near me. Like, this, I'm in a table and chair, and he's in a stool, so he's a little bit higher, so he's sort of looking down on me, and he's like, hey, can I get your number? I was like, what now? Now, this guy was not radiating the stereotypical gayness, so at this point I was just like, what? And he's like, yeah, we could hang out, we could be... Did he say we could be homies, or did he say we could be buds? I can't remember. I'm going to say homies. He was white. He's like, give me your number, we could be homies. And I was like, and this is the best thing I can think of. No, I don't give out my number at comedy shows. I'm like, what? That doesn't make any sense. But it didn't matter, because this guy was homeless and crazy. And so then he just keeps staring at me through the show. Like, I'm watching the show, which is in front of me and in front of him, but he's looking straight at me the entire time. Then he starts lighting matches, blowing them out, and throwing them on my table. Like, I'm like, all right, that's it. I'm leaving. And so I walked around for a while. And he started to head outside, but I just, you know, like, went around the corner. I'm like, I'm not standing around outside either. I'm going to go to my car, do something, and come back. And by the time I came back, like, a bunch of people were making fun of him. No, he eventually came back in, and the owner kicked him out. Because I guess he was doing something else as well. Like, this, by once I came back, he stopped bothering me, but he'd not stop bugging. And so someone threw him out. I'm like, I like how everybody was okay with it. Like, he's lighting matches. There's someone on stage. There's plenty of people behind me. No one says anything like, hey, you want to stop lighting matches? Like, or even like, hey, dude, why are you lighting those matches and throwing them on that table? Like, no one said anything. And that's what I said when I got up on stage. I'm like, I like how we've just been so desensitized to weirdness around here. Like, oh, homeless guy lighting matches, throwing them on a table. Must be Tuesday.
And what did he smell like, Tim?
Socks and tears. Old socks and tears.
I don't know why I like the tears part.
Like old socks soaked in tears, or just old socks?
Just old socks with a mixture of tears.
We'll put tears sprinkled in.
Yeah, I'm not sure that's what made the socks wet, but definitely tears were involved.
Oh, man. I'm trying to think if I have any crazy people experiences. I've had drunk girl experiences.
Haven't we all?
Oh, man. It was like that one time where me and Tim were at a show at the, I think it was the, not the Cactus Club, the usual?
It was the usual, was it? Yeah. Before
yeah.
it became whatever it is now.
And this is when Tim was single, and he had the hots for, was it Nina Gordon's, like, assistant?
Yes. Well, it was Nina Gordon, and then Nina Gordon's assistant, yes.
Well, Nina Gordon's assistant once I was kind of flirting with you, right?
Yeah.
Or was, yeah, okay. So I went with the show with Tim, and then, I don't know, we happen to run into this girl, and she starts talking to both of us, and then Tim leaves to try to get his Mac on. So I'm sitting there.
Tim left because he had things to do for the station and then was trying to get his Mac on.
But you took too long because you were trying to get your Mac on.
All right, but don't make it sound like, oh, good luck talking to this drunk girl. I got to get my Mac on. Like I had the impetus That's for totally leaving was actually work.
That was totally what you were on. I'm going to do some work, which means get my Mac on. No, I'm sure he had to
I'm
do something like
I'm working it.
Tim abandoned his friend. So,
that's right.
Wasn't the last and time.
Then, oh, no, not. So then this girl had just had a fight with her boyfriend, and she wanted me to call him. And this is when I was waiting. I was like, where's Tim? Where the fuck is Tim? Because she started pulling out her phone and dialing his number. Like, oh, yeah, you should call him. Call him and talk to him. I'm like, no, I don't really want to talk to your boyfriend. It's cool. It's cool. She's like, no, you should talk to him. And I don't know what you want me to talk to him about. It's just like, I don't want to talk to your boyfriend. And finally, just as that was happening, Tim finally came back. I was like, oh, gotta go.
Oh, that's what sucked. I actually got pulled away from the Mac by other work. Because, I was talking to the girl, the assistant to Nina Gordon, and it went something along the lines of, we're so grateful for your radio station. We'd do anything to be on the radio or something like that. And I said, I cocked my eyebrow, and I went, oh, she'd do anything, huh? And she's like, well, I don't know about her, but I would do anything. And I was like, really? And then just then someone goes, hey, Tim, we need you to hang a banner. I was like, no, you don't! Fuck the banner and fuck you!
Banner will hang itself.
I will hang you before I hang a banner. And so then once that was done, I couldn't get back to backstage. I'm like, well, I guess I'll go see how Noah's doing.
No.
Thanks, Tim.
No, whatever. You can handle yourself. You're a big boy.
I'm not a big boy.
Yeah, you are.
I'm scared.
If someone gives you a problem, just sit on them.
I have a quick story about a homeless person.
Yay!
Okay. This actually didn't happen to me. My Miranda and her sister were up in San Francisco, and I can't remember where they were, but there was this homeless guy. He set himself up like in front of a garbage can or something, and he was like hiding, and he had some tree branches. He was holding,
tree guy.
Yeah, and he. Oh, you've seen this guy?
Oh, he's famous.
Isn't he called the Bushman?
Yeah, the Bushman.
Oh, I didn't know he was such a fixture in the city, but I don't know. It was hilarious. She was telling me this homeless guy, like, sits there with the trees, and then as people walk by, he'll like shake the trees and make funny noises and totally scare people. And like,
yep.
But meanwhile, like other regular people are standing around watching this happen.
Yep.
It's funny. So it's like, you know, these people walking by. It's like, don't you notice like all the people standing around like. Staring at you, waiting for you to
lose
shit
your
yourself
shit.
Or whatever. So, it's like, well, that's kind of weird, but all right. It's like it's nice to know. You know, some homeless guys are entertaining themselves, or you know, doing something, and they're even providing entertainment for other people. That's nice.
Do you remember the guy who was doing the rhyming in San Francisco, Noah, when we were walking? Like, we were walking, I think, from, like, Ghirardelli Square, and this guy's like, hey, fix your collar! And you went, what? And you're like, would you grab your collar? And he's like, now give me a dollar. And you thought that was hilarious.
Wait, I did?
Yes.
Or you did?
No, you did. You you laughed your balls off. Fix your collar! Give me a dollar!
Hey, it's a simple rhyme, but it was effective.
Did you give him a dollar?
I don't know if I did. Did I, Tim?
I can't remember. I just remember you laughed. You may have. I just remember you laughed a lot.
Give me a dollar. That's good.
He did some other rhyme, too, because that was one on the way in and then one on the way out. Because he didn't have anywhere else to be. I was walking down Sunset Boulevard, trying to get to my ATM, and there was, like this gauntlet of homeless people. Like, they were all, like, spaced, like, 4 feet apart.
I like gauntlet. I must get through the gauntlet to get to the ATM.
And the first one's like, hey, man, spare any change? I'm like, no. And then I'm easily within within earshot of the next homeless and then probably the next homeless person. As, you know, would you like any change? No. Second one goes, would you like any change? Yeah, they're just offering me change. Would I like any change? No, I'm good, thanks. Would you like any change? No, easy, man. You hold on to that. You obviously need it with those shoes. He's like, you spare any change? No. And the next guy goes, spare any change? No. The next guy goes, spare any change? I almost want to go, can you guys pass it around? I don't got any change for you. It makes me wonder what the third guy is thinking, like, he didn't like those two, but he'll give it to me, because I've got it.
It's like
I've got that magical it quality.
Because like
I'm obviously on a lucky streak. What was that? What'd you say, Jeff?
You know, it's like a American Idol, but homeless people. You know, it's like a contest. you gotta wow your, you know, possible.
Frankly, that was the worst begging I've ever heard. Hey, did you hear that? Our English listeners just switched off. They're like, that was the worst English impression I've ever heard. That's worse than Dick Van Dyke and Mary Poppins.
I don't like it when homeless people can't remember you. Like, if you go, walk past them, and then a few minutes later you walk past them again and ask you for money again, it's like, dude, I just saw you.
Yes! Yes! That exact same thing happened in the gauntlet. Because I had to turn back around after going to the ATM, and they were like, yeah, now can you... They didn't even say, now can you spare any change? They're just like, can you spare any change? Like, no difference. Like, I hadn't just told them no. I'm like, yeah, I pulled out a 20. I was going to give it to you. Shut up!
I'm so glad you can pay stuff at ATM now, because I don't even have to carry cash. I was like, oh, nope, don't have any cash.
Yeah, I was about to say, that's my standard response whenever anyone, like, even if it's not a homeless person, just, like, someone asking for donations or whatever on the side of the, you know, on the sidewalk.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
it's
yeah.
It's like, sorry, I don't carry cash. Yeah, I may actually have some cash on me, but I still say every time, sorry, I don't carry cash, because it's totally believable, you know?
Right.
I don't even say sorry anymore, because, like, I'm like, really, am I sorry? Am I giving you money? No, I'm not.
Soon Noah's just going to leap to a level of surliness. Like, hey man, can you spare any change? No, I can't, motherfucker. I don't got no cash for your motherfucking ass.
I'm trying to make a living, pay for some gas.
Shit.
Oh,
I've had it with these motherfucking bums on this motherfucking street.
There's a movie that he's going to be in. I don't remember the name right now. It doesn't look very good, but I'm going to see it just because he's in it. Like, he plays a cop. And he's kind of harassing his next door neighbor.
Lakeview Terrace? Or Lakeside
Yes.
Terrace?
Yes, yes, yeah. Yes. I think it was Lakeview. And I was like, that doesn't look very good, but I'm going to see it.
Of course you are.
I love me some Samuel Jackson.
I don't know about that one. It looks a little, I don't know.
Lame.
They kind of get, the preview that I saw before Tropic Thunder for it mm-hmm. pretty much gave away the entire movie, it seems like. I was like, oh, all right. It's like everything that you could wonder would happen happens in the preview. I hate it when they do that. It's like,
yes.
You want to leave something for, surprise?
I was just watching the extra features on my Star Trek 4 DVD, and I watched the original trailer. I'm like, that is literally the movie cut down to 3 minutes. They're like, here's what happens here, and here's what happens here, and here's what happens here, and then they make it home. Like, really? The only thing they didn't show was the reveal of the new Enterprise, but other than that, you got to see the entire movie.
Wow. Well, I'm sure it must be hard for, whoever edits the trailers, because, on one hand, people don't want you to give stuff away, but on the other hand, they got to make it exciting. You know what I mean? So it's like I'm sure they're always like, I don't have, there's not much very good stuff. Like sometimes when you see all the good parts in the movie, mm-hmm. you're like, well, what do I put? I can't put the shitty parts. No one will see it.
I think they should do that. Someone should make a trailer with just shitty parts of a movie.
Well, then you can put
people not talking, just sort of sitting there like a guy eating breakfast.
And there's no exciting music, and there's no guy narrating anything. It's just the worst, most boring parts of the movie strung together real quick, and that's it.
If people go see it, they'll be pleasantly surprised.
And the very end title, trust me, the movie's better.
I didn't know they would have all this in this movie. This is awesome.
I think what Hollywood needs to do is make the first acts of movies more exciting. they can't keep saving everything up for the last part of the movie, because then that's all they put in the trailer. You got to put some exciting shit in the very beginning of the movie. That way you put that in the trailer, people are like, ooh. And then, you see everything you saw in the trailer, and you're like, well, now what's going to happen? I don't know. Huh. Independence Day. That was the best example of a trailer back in the day.
Hmm. Oh, the teaser?
Not saying the movie is amazing, but, they didn't show anything after the White House was destroyed in the trailer.
I like Independence Day. It was good.
A lot of people
don't. I know you did, too, Tim.
Yeah, I do. I know a lot of people don't, so I'm trying to be, appeal to the popular people, because I want to be cool. I want to be hip.
With it?
I think it's lame when, they'll put something, to put a scene in the movie that's towards the end, and, I don't know if other people pay attention, but I always remember that. I'm like, hey, I haven't seen this scene yet, so that means that guy's not dead, or, mm-hmm. Whatever. Or this is not the end, because this scene hasn't happened.
Right, yeah.
I think it's funny when when previews have scenes that never make it into the movie at all.
Oh, yes! I hate that.
Pineapple Express had a couple of those. I was like, hey, wait, they never said that.
Yeah.
They did say God's vagina, though, and that was funny. That cracked me up. that happens a lot, too. Because, a lot of times the scene I totally want to see, I'm like, oh, that scene looks great. Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, where was the scene? It was not there. They did that with Hulk. They showed him the scene of walking through the snow, and that scene was not in the movie.
Oh, yes, there was actually a whole part with Captain America involving that.
Yeah, I think at one point, and I don't know if this ever happened, I think the creator of the movie or someone involved in the movie said they were going to release that scene onto the internet within the next couple weeks, but I haven't heard anything more about it, and I haven't seen the scene.
Apparently there wasn't as big an outcry as he was hoping for, yay, I can't wait to see that scene. People are like, well, I'll see it if it's out, whatever. Fine, you're not going to be excited about it. Fuck you. Take my Hulk and go home.
Do you think they'll make a second one?
Oh, yeah. Although, I guess it didn't do that much better than than the Ang Lee Hulk.
Really?
That's what I heard.
Maybe on DVD it'll do a lot better. I don't know. Because that's kind of sad, because I felt it was a lot better.
Yeah, critically, it was a lot better.
Maybe people still felt burned. Mm-hmm. I saw the other Hulk. It wasn't very good. Why should I bother with this Hulk?
Yeah. Or maybe they thought it was somehow related. You know what? If it's a sequel to that piece of shit.
Yeah, this is true. I don't want to see that crap again. My feelings.
My feelings!
Are either of you going to go see Death Race?
Probably not.
I don't know about that one.
Wow.
It's just funny because you both are like, yeah, no, I don't think so.
Wow, it only made $2 million more than Hulk, 2003. Sorry,
that is sad.
It's busy on the internet,
and it made less than both. Never mind. It made less than the first Fantastic Four. That's just pathetic.
Oof. Yeah, that's sad.
But anyway, back to Death Race.
I kind of want to see it, but I'm not, like, clamoring to go see it. Did you know Fred Durst is directing movies now?
Well, he's not rapping anymore.
I don't know if he was rapping before.
Oh, burn.
yeah, he's looks like he directed a movie with Ice Cube.
Well, make sure I know which movie it is so I never, ever go see it in any capacity.
It's called The Long Shots.
Fred Durst is a horrible human.
Really?
Yes, he is the Antichrist.
did he do something personally to you?
Yep. No, not really, but we don't need to get into it.
Often Jeff really hates people, even though he's never met them or they've done nothing to him. He just like they are the most horrible person in the world. What did they do to you? They sang. I don't know. It's just funny. He like they're the most horrible person in the world.
He
kill babies. Okay.
Yes, he slaughtered my kitten in front of me, and then he ate it.
What was it? You that stepped on your kitten?
Yes. Oh man. Do you want to hear that story?
I've heard it, but you get the Tagcast audience hear it.
All right. Yeah.
Wait. Let me just pre-reference this. If you like kittens, like really like kittens, you should tune out now.
Yeah. And let me make it also clear, I love kittens, and this incident may actually have cemented. Like, now I feel, like, almost obligated to be nice to all cats and to love them all. Because, this is just horrible. But I was, like, 5 years old and when we lived here in the Bay Area, and we had a whole bunch of cats. Like, we had this one cat that just was a super slut and would have litters all the time. And at one point, like, she had, like, a 3 different litters in the time that we had her. And they, you know, it was all, like, several kittens per litter. And, you know, we had trouble getting rid of them all. And so at one point we had, like, probably a dozen kittens in the house. And they're all really small, and they're hard to, you know, keep track of because there's so many of them. And I was being a little kid, and I was running around outside playing or whatever, and I ran into the house, and I wasn't watching where I was running, and all of a sudden I, like, stepped on something, and I looked down, and it was one of the kittens, and I just, like, completely squished him, is pretty much destroyed that little cat. It was really awful. He was, like, I mean, like, his, like, guts, like, came out of his mouth and stuff.
Oh my God, it was bad.
It's funny because, like, I don't remember it being too traumatizing, although you would think like, it would be. But, like, I guess, I mean, maybe that's it influenced my, because I'm totally a cat person. I don't like dogs at all. Although there's another reason for the not liking dogs. We had a neighbor that had a big, scary dog. And then another neighbor across from them, and we walked through the backyard to get to the other neighbor, and the guy in the middle was cool with that, but he had a big dog, and I would always freak out, like, walking across. And when we would hang out with the people on the other side, the dad would always threaten to tie a pork chop to my neck and throw me into the backyard. And he thought it was hilarious. I freaked out. I was like, no, I'm gonna die. So yeah, those
not immediately. You'll
together,
just get
I
to
think.
Suffer some bites first.
Right. Oh man, what a nice dad.
Yeah, but yeah, those two incidents I think together cemented my my hate for dogs and love for cats.
Oh man, I don't think I've ever killed an animal. Well, I should say, like, I've killed bugs, but
those
not
don't
like
count.
A kitten.
I took down a rhino once, but that's a story for another time. I'm just kidding.
You did not take down rhino.
Maybe I did. You'll have to tune in next week. Oh?
No, don't tune in next week. Tim didn't take down rhino.
Why didn't shoo our listeners away just because I didn't actually take down a rhino?
Because you lied, Tim. You need to learn to stop lying.
I don't need to learn to stop lying. I know how to stop lying. I just don't do it.
I've had enough of your lies.
Semantics.
Gotta love them. So, I think we've reached an hour.
We have.
Ooh.
So, shall we say goodnight, Gracie?
Goodnight, Gracie.
We shall.
Hopefully, Andy will be back next week. I don't know.
Yes. I just wanted to thank whoever those crazy people are that requested more Tang in the reviews. I'm sorry we didn't actually provide Tang yet. Maybe we will at some point. But yeah, I don't. I think it's you guys were probably. I mean, Tim obviously was confused as well, since his first reaction to that first review was to ask my wife if she was the one who posted that review asking for more Tang. Because yeah, I don't know what kind of people out there really.
It's not that I didn't think Jeff was good. I was just thought like, oh, that'd be funny if that's what Miranda put.
Mm-hmm. But yeah. Anyway, so thanks. And hopefully we'll do a full Tang at some point.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And thank you. Also, a thank you to everybody who's listening, especially the people who came over here from Netcot. I think quite a few people have written me and said, yeah, I heard you on Netcot, and I decided to try a Tangcast. And you're right. It's completely inappropriate for most of the listening audience of Netcot, but I like it. But yet tons of people keep writing me that. Not tons, but obviously quite a few.
Yeah, I'm cool. Sure there's some people who came over and were like, this is horrible.
Yeah. No. Well, that's why I started putting warnings at the front of the show right after I went on Netcot. I'm like, listen, I wasn't kidding. You listen beyond this around. Warning, you are screwed.
Now,
yeah. Go ahead.
We start this one off with a nice inappropriate few jokes, so yeah, you might want to do that the warning again.
oh, trust me. There'll be warnings every week, I think, from now on.
I think the explicit tag is enough, isn't it?
Apparently not.
Well, no one's complained.
Yet. I've heard people complain on other people's explicit podcasts. Like, I've seen people complain on other people's, even though they have other people's podcasts, even though they say explicit. They're like, well, I saw the explicit tab, but I didn't expect it to be explicit. And I'm like, well, that doesn't make any sense.
Well, those people are just retarded, and those are people who are probably listening to your warning and keep listening. I heard your warning at the beginning, but I didn't think it would be that bad. You know what I mean? If that's you, stop listening now.
Yeah, hey, if you're an idiot, stop listening. Aw, there went Noah. Aw, burn.
Uncalled for, sir.
And Andy's already gone.
He might be listening, though. You never know. He's like Big Brother. He's everywhere.
Andy, if you are listening, I hope telemarketers rape your mother.
Whoa.
That is uncalled for.
That was a bit harsh, sir.
I hope they call you while they're doing it. Hey, want to buy Domino's pizza? I'm raping your mother.
you can hear her pleas for help in the background while she's asking you to change your long-distance carrier.
No big sausage pizza, no.
What have you ever been telemarketed? Oh, that's right. That was what his thing was for Domino's Pizza. I was like, who gets telemarketed by pizza? Yeah. That was a very odd. That's just a very odd telemarketing. It's like, hey, were you thinking about pizza? No, I wasn't.
Yeah, maybe it's just like Atlanta, because I've never been called about food products. Like, you know what I mean? Like, hey, you want some Subway?
Oh. Hey, got an extra Snickers bar.
Yeah, me neither, actually.
Oh, hey, Jeff. Have you seen those? Have you been to Panda lately? Panda Express?
Not actually for like a couple weeks.
Okay, have you?
Which is unusual.
They have these signs now where it's like Beijing beef versus orange chicken. Have you seen those?
Oh yeah, okay, yes. Where they're like the pandas in boxing outfits.
Yeah. I was like,
yeah, man, that's hilarious.
I hope they don't take one away. Like, I wonder if it's just like for fun or if they're actually like wondering.
Okay, no, yeah, I don't think they are. I think it's just...
Well, sorry, actually, I hope they'll take orange chicken away. I don't care about Beijing beef.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, if they cut orange chicken, they would lose so much business.
I probably would stop going.
I would probably stop going, too. That's like, their main dish, and they know it. They'll never get rid of that.
Well, that's good, but I was just like, hey, that's interesting.
Noah's up nights. No, don't take away the orange chicken. What will I do? Where will I go?
their orange chicken is like, it's like a little slice of heaven.
It is. It's like, it really is.
It's like God's vagina.
I just had round table pizza again recently, which I haven't had in, I would say, months. And I was like, oh, it's so good. I miss you so.
That's what some people are like, oh, try this little pizza joint over here. And I'm like, you know what? I like round table. Because round table is consistent. Like, you go to any round table, I don't know, not any, but most of the time I have round table, it's always good. It's never like, oh, this round table is shittier than last time. It's like, this is just as good as when I had it before.
Pizza Chicago, because you're in the Bay Area. Don't take that for granted. That's some good pizza.
See, I'm not a fan of them.
Really?
No.
Well, you can die.
I'm not either.
Well,
I
both of you can die together. And your gay lover's death.
One time I had it, Chicago pizza, and I don't know if I was hungry, but it tastes like the best pizza I've ever had in my life. And then I had it again. I'm like, this is not as good as it was.
You know what? You don't like crust, so it's probably not for you. You're the kind of jackass who leaves the crust at the end of the pizza.
That's not the good part.
It is the good part if you're not a faggot.
I like the cheese, the meats, the vegetables, the bread. I'm not a fan of. The bread is just there to hold it all together. Yeah, that's right, the big sausage pizza.
Someone told me that the plural of beef is beeves.
That's not true.
I want it to be true because I like to say I like to eat beeves.
Oh, you do like to eat beeves. One in particular, you know what I'm saying?
Your mama's.
Whoa! Are you on a roller coaster?
Yep. Of love. Say what?
You're on a roller coaster of gay cock. Bouncing up and down. Boingy, boingy, boingy.
All right, well, this is a great close to the show. thanks for listening. Be sure and leave us a comment at tancast.com or write us a review at iTunes. And if you have a joke that you'd like to be on, that you'd like to hear us read on Tan Laughs, go ahead and send it in. You can send it to tim@tancast.com.
Nice.
Don't send it to the other two guys because they don't give a fuck.
Nope. We give a shit about your jokes. I'll wipe my butt with it. Even though it's on the computer and it'll be very awkward, I will do it.
Really, you're only punishing yourself because now you got a big brown smear on your screen.
Well, it's like the time you farted on your mic.
Oh, that was not wise.
You could print them out and then, you know.
I could. Did I ever tell you about the guys? Did I ever tell you guys about the lady I worked with who would we would get all get the email and then she'd print out and give it to us?
Oh yeah. It's retarded.
Really? Really, I see it right there. I see it right there. It's not like she's the only one that got it. We all got it. And she's like, oh, let me print it out.
My old boss at the radio station would send out a mass email and then print it out and make copies and put it in everybody's box in addition to having emailed it to all of us.
Terrible.
He was not very mean.
Redundancy is just so stupid sometimes.
And so is redundancy. Tim Funny.
All right. Have a good week, everybody.
Nippalicious. Yes.
Don't pet any burning dogs.
Oh yeah, thanks Jeff. Thanks for coming on and giving the people what they want.
That's right. They want more tang.
I'm here to please.
But you don't know the half, folks.
Yeah, we'll talk later, Noah.
All right.
Bye. All right.
Goodbye.
Farewell.